الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه. أما بعد، قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى، the author, he said, the name of the author is what? Al-Barbahar is a nisbah, an ascription to Barbahar. What's above Barbahar? You can answer that question. His kunya, Abu Man. Naam, Abu Muhammad. There's an ascription. Al-Barbahar is an ascription to what? Naam, adwiya min al-Hind. A medicine, a herbal medicine, remedy that was imported from Hind, India. So al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali, i'alam rahimakullah, anna al-kalama fi al-Rab ta'ala muhdath, wa huwa bid'atun wa dhalala, la yutakallamu fi al-Rab illa bima wasafa bihi nafsahu azza wa jal fi al-Qur'an, wa ma bayyana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li ashabihi, fa huwa jalla thana'uhu wahid, laysa ka mithlihi shay'un wa huwa al-Sami'u al-Basir. No, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon you, that speculative speech, just talking with rhetoric about Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Lord, the Most High, is a newly invented matter and is an innovation and misguidance. Talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla based upon speculative reasoning and rhetoric without any proof from the Quran and the Sunnah is an innovation. It is a newly invented matter in the religion and it's misguidance. He said, وَلَا يُتَكَلَّمُ فِي الرَّبْ إِلَّا بِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. Nothing is to be said about the Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, except what He, the Mighty and Majestic, described Himself with in the Qur'an. And what the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to His companions. So He, the Majestic, is one. And then he mentioned the ayah from Surah Ash-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like him, and he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. We closed, or we mentioned in the previous dars, the previous lesson, the statement of Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. That's where we left off. And I'll continue from that point today, na'am, with the statement of Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. Because alhamdulillah, there are various versions, but as kama afadana ba'd al-ikhwa, alhamdulillah, there are some beneficial additions that we find in the narration. The first thing, the narration of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala is authentic. It is authentic and it is mentioned in many of the books of aqa'id, many of the books of belief. From them you can find it in Mukhtasar al-Ulu of Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala. And al-Dhahabi, he mentions that, the chain of narration, he mentioned it, this in his book al-Ulu, the narration that specifically I'm going to mention. And he said, وَرَوَى يَحْيَى إِبْنُ يَحْيَى وَجَعْفَرِ إِبْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ وَالطَّائِفَ وَذَكَرَهُ ثُمَّ قَالَ هَذَا ثَابِتْ عَنْ مَالِكَ. So al-Dhahabi, he said, this narration is authentically established upon al-Imam Malik rahimahullah. So al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the chain of narration is sahih. It is authentic from Imam Malik. And it's something that is well known and famously reported from him. So what is the narration? Yahya ibn Yahya, he said, يقول كنا عند مالك ابن أنس. We were in the presence of Malik ibn Anas. Malik ibn Anas, Imam Dar al-Hijrah. He was the Imam of al-Madina, the Imam of Dar al-Hijrah. فقال أحد الأئمة الأربعة, one of the four imams. فجاء رجل فقال, a man, he came and he said, a man came when we were sitting with him and he said, يا أبا عبد الله, oh Abu Abdullah, الرحمن على الأرش استوى, the most merciful, he rose above his throne. So he mentioned the ayah in the Quran, in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he said, the man said, فكيف استوى, how did he rise? How did Allah Azza wa Jal rise above the throne? How? قال فأطرق مالك رأسه. Imam Malik, he lowered his head. He lowered his head and he started to sweat profusely. He started to sweat heavily, showing his dislike for that question. Because this person is talking about Allah Azza wa Jal. He's asking about Allah Azza wa Jal. Kayf istawa? How did Allah rise? Imam Malik, he started to sweat profusely, showing the khashya of the people of knowledge. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that the people of knowledge they have. The khashya of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is present with the people of knowledge. So Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, he responded to the man, al-istiwa ghayru majhul. And as I said, there are different wordings with the same meaning. He said, al-istiwa is not unknown. Inshallah, we will explain what this means after we've mentioned the riwayah, the narration. He said, al-istiwa ghayru majhul. Rising is not unknown. So it's known, ma'loom, as we find in some narrations. Wal-kayfu, and that was what Hanif mentioned, غَيْرُ مَعْقُولُ. And again, there are other versions. That's not the only version. وَالْكَيْفْ غَيْرُ مَعْقُولُ. How Allah rose cannot be grasped with the intellect. How Allah rose cannot be grasped with the aql. وَالْكَيْفُ غَيْرُ مَعْقُولُ. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ wajib. Believing in it is an obligation. Believing in what? Naam, that he rose above his throne. Ahsant. Believing in it, ay al-istiwa, that Allah Azza wa Jalla rose above the throne, yes, is wajib, it's obligatory. Was-su'al anhu bid'ah, and asking about it is an innovation. Asking how is a bid'ah, is an innovation. He said, and I do not see except that you're a mubtadi, that you are an innovator. Only the mubtadi'ah, they ask these type of philosophical questions, wal-iyadu billah. Kayf istawa? He said, I do not see except that you're a mubtadi. Fa'umira bihi. And yukhraj, the man was commanded to leave the circle of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. He was commanded and instructed to leave the circle of Imam Malik. Why? Because there's no place in the circles of Ahlul Sunnah for Ahlul Kalam wal Falsafa, the people of rhetoric and philosophy. Those people, they just want to confuse the people, wa yujadiluna bil batil, and they argue with falsehood. So what does this mean? This athar, as we said, which is authentic, it's been authenticated by the scholars of Islam, which is mentioned in many of the books of Aqa'id. Now, what does it mean? So we see that it comprises of arba'a jumal azima, four important sentences. What's the first? Abdul Wahab. Mada? Naam. Al-istiwa ghayru majhul. That Allah Azza wa Jalla rising above the throne is not unknown. What does that mean? It's not unknown. Ahsant. The meaning is, al-istiwa ghayru majhul. Istiwa, Allah Azza wa Jalla rising above the throne, is not unknown. Meaning, it's ma'loom al-muradu bihi anna al-istiwa'a ma'loom al-ma'na. The meaning of al-istiwa in the Arabic language is known. Not only that it's known that it's mentioned in the Quran. Naam, it's mentioned in the Quran, no doubt. But the meaning of the word al-istiwa in the Arabic language is known. لأن الله عز وجل قد خاطبنا في القرآن الكريم بكلام عربي مبين. Because Allah عز وجل addressed us in the Quran with the clear Arabic language. Because the person of innovation may say, the intent of Imam Malik is that, yes, it's in the Quran. That's not only the murad. The murad is the meaning of al-istiwa is known. It's ma'loom fi kalam al-arab. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, nazala bihi ar-ruhu al-amin ala qalbika litakuna min al-mundirin bilisanin arabiyin mubin. The meaning of this verse, Jibreel, the trustworthy one, has brought it down to you upon your heart, O Muhammad, in the clear Arabic tongue, in the clear Arabic language. So which the trustworthy one, Jibreel, he came down and conveyed the Qur'an upon your heart, O Muhammad, that you may be one of the warners in the plain Arabic language. So the Qur'an is in the Arabic language. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. Surah Yusuf, verily we have sent down the Qur'an in the Arabic language. so that you may understand. So the meaning of ma'loom, the meaning is known in the Arabic language. Because some of the people of innovation, they say, we don't know the meaning. How is it possible that there's something in the Quran that we don't know the meaning? Especially as it pertains to Allah Azza wa Jalla, His names and His attributes. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He described the Quran, He described it as what? A clarification of everything. So that's the meaning of al-istiwa غَيْرُ مَجْهُول. That istiwa is not unknown, meaning the meaning is known in the Arabic language. We know what it means. عَلَى وَارْتَفَى To rise. That's the meaning. The meaning of the statement, when Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَالْكَيْفْ غَيْرُ مَعْقُولِ That how Allah rose, we cannot grasp it with the intellect. A, فَإِنَّ الْعُقُولِ لَا يُمْكِنْ لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكْ كَيْفِيَةْ صِفَاتِ الْبَارِ The intellects, they cannot grasp the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So, and it will come later on, can we comprehend and grasp the that of Allah, the essence of Allah, or the self of Allah with our intellect? No, we can't. So when we talk about the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, al-kalam fi sifat is the same as about talking about the that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the essence of the self of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's the meaning. Wal-kayf ghayru ma'qul. There is a kayfiyah. Naam, there is a kayfiyah. There is a how, but only Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge about that. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows it. And we do not delve into it. Hada, so nuthbit, we affirm the meaning, we affirm the sifa, nufawid al-kayfiyah, we entrust the how to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then Imam Malik said, wal iman bihi wajib. To believe in it, that Allah Azza wa Jalla rose above the throne, is wajib. Ay, al-imanu bihi wajib, ay al-istiwa al-ladhi wasaf al-rab, به نفسه في كتابه ووصفه به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته وهكذا الشأن في جميع الصفات الواردة في الكتاب والسنة يجب الإيمان بها وإمرارها كما جاءت دون تعرض لها برد أو تحريف أو تكييف أو تمثيل أو غير ذلك. It is to believe in الاستواء with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah عز وجل described himself within the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described him within the Sunnah. So we believe in it. كيف لا? Naam, how can that not be the case when it's found in the Quran and the Sunnah? We believe naam that Allah Azza wa Jalla rose above his throne. And we don't have any doubt concerning it because Allah described himself with it in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this principle, brothers and sisters, is not only specific to al-istiwa. Apply it to all of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the innovator comes to you, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Yanzilu Rabbuna, our Lord, he descends, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to the lowest heaven in the last third of the night. If the mubtadi, he comes to you, the innovator, and he says, how does Allah descend? The same answer. It's exactly the same. If the innovator comes to you, how does Allah descend? You give him the same answer. Now we affirm, And nuzul, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He descends to the lowest heaven. We affirm it. We know the meaning of it in the Arabic language. However, how? We can't grasp with our intellect. We believe in it, but asking about it is a bid'ah. Asking how is an innovation. So this is applicable to all of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah. يجب الإيمان بها. It is obligatory upon the Muslim to believe in all of them and mention them as they have come. Without rejecting them or distorting the meaning, and without asking, stating how, or resembling them to the attributes of the creation. Al-Imanu bihi wajib. Is that clear so far? The statement of Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah. The last point he said, was su'al anhu bid'ah. Asking about this, asking how is an innovation. Asking how is an innovation. Was su'al anhu bid'ah. لأن السؤال عنه والبحث فيه أمر لم يشرع للعباد بل دلت النصوص على عدم إمكان ذلك Because asking about this, asking how and researching about this type of question is something that is not legislated for the servants. And this has been established by texts in the Quran and the Sunnah على عدم إمكان ذلك وأنه لا سبيل إلى العلم به. There's no way to attain knowledge of this question. ولهذا فإنه من خاض فيه وبحث عن علمه يكون قد قال على الله بلا علم. And that is why the one who talks about this, talks about how and these type of affairs and researches these matters, then surely he has spoken about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. He has spoken about Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge. As Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Do you say about Allah Azza wa Jal that which you do not know? Do you say about Allah Azza wa Jal that which you do not know? And that is from the greatest of muharramat, talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Talking about Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions in the Quran, لَا يُسْأَلُ أَمَّا يَفْعَلُ. He will not be asked about what he does, but they will be asked. Allah Azza wa Jal will not be asked about what he does, but they will be asked. You don't ask these questions. How? Why did he do it like this? Or why did he do it like that? They're questions you can never answer. لا يسأل عما يفعل. Allah is never to be asked about what he does. وهم يسألون, but they will be asked. نعم. So that's the narration of Al-Imam Malik, رحمه الله تعالى. And just to close off, many of the ulama, alhamdulillah, from the ulama of the past and the ulama of the present, they've explained this narration. I'll just mention to you briefly from them. Al-Allama Abdul Rahman ibn Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, explaining the statement of Al-Imam Malik, he said, فَإِنَّ الْأَمْرَ فِي السِّفَاتِ كُلِّهَا. The affairs, it pertains to the attributes of Allah. All of the attributes of Allah is like Imam Malik, he mentioned. لِمَنْ سَأَلُهُ عَنْ كَيْفِيَةِ الْإِسْتِوَاءِ. To the one who asked him about how did Allah rise above the throne. فقال, and he mentioned the statement of Al-Imam Malik, Al-Istiwa Ma'loom. The meaning of Al-Istiwa is known in the Arabic language. Wal-Kayf Majhool, how is unknown. Believing in it is wajib. Was-Su'al Anhu Bid'ah, asking about it is an innovation. فَمَنْ سَأَلَ عَنْ كَيْفِيَةِ عِلْمِ اللَّهِ أَوْ كَيْفِيَةِ خَلْقِهِ وَتَدْبِيرِهِ قِيلَ لَهُ كَمَا أَنَّ ذَاتَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا تُشْبِهُهَا الذَّوَاتِ فَصِفَاتُهُ لَا تُشْبِهُهَا الصِّفَاتِ. And we're going to mention that something similar, inshallah, from the words of Ibn Taymiyyah. فَنَتُرْكُهُ inshallah إِلَى هَذَا الْمَوْضِعِ. طيب. So going on, Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, nothing is to be said about Allah Azza wa Jal except what Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned about himself in the Quran, or what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the companions. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is one, هُوَ جَلَّ ثَنَاءُ وَاحِدْ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. نعم. Shaykh Rabi, he quotes Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and alhamdulillah, wa illa sharhu tawil, jazahallahu khayra. We'll just quote from the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, which is found in al-Fatawa al-Hamawiyya al-Kubra. Shaykh al-Islam, he said, faslun. And if you understand this, alhamdulillah, it's a very important qawaid, principles, about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes a lot of things clear as it pertains to this very important topic. Shaykh al-Islam said, thumma al-qawl al-shamil. A comprehensive statement. If you want to be upon clarity as it pertains to your belief. And remember, this is from Al-Iman Billah, belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, the first pillar of Iman. And tu'mina billah, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first pillar of Iman. That is the first pillar of Al-Iman. To believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ كَانَ بِاللَّهِ أَعْرَفْ كَانَ مِنْهُ أَخْوَفْ. The more a person knows Allah Azza wa Jal, the more he will fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt, the more a person has knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more he will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who loves Allah Azza wa Jal and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, that is from the khisar, the attributes, by which a person he will taste the sweetness of faith. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ. Three things, whoever possesses them, he will taste the sweetness of faith. What are they? And يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبْ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. He said that Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are more beloved to the individual than anything else. And yakun Allah wa rasuluhu, that Allah Azza wa Jalla and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to that person than anything else. What's the second? Umar. Before that. Fadal. And يحب المر, that he loves a person and he only loves that person for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the second. The third is what? نعم أن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. He detests to return back to disbelief like he would hate to be thrown into a fire. Meaning, alhamdulillah, he's upon al-Islam, he's upon hidayah, he would hate to go back to disbelief like he would hate to be thrown in a fire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ نَعْمُ So those three things. So in order for us, any individual, any one of us, to love Allah Azza wa Jalla more than they love anything else, you have to have knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You have to have knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge of His names, knowledge of His attributes. And you notice, in many ayat of the Qur'an, Allah Azza wa Jalla closes ayat by mentioning His names. Because they have ta'thirun baligh, they have the correct belief, it has a great and a profound effect upon the servant. Like, for example, you hear ayat, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ, like the verse that Al-Barbahari quoted, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Somebody whose aqidah is fasida, he doesn't affirm the names or the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's لا يتأثر بهذه الآية كما ينبغي. He's not going to be affected by that verse. How he should be affected? The person of the sunnah, though, when he reads that verse, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing like Allah Azza wa Jalla, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is perfect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing similar to Him. There's nothing like Him. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا Do you know anything like Allah? And that's a negation. There is nothing similar to Him. Nothing like Him. Nothing that can be compared to Him. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when you read the end of the verse, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ The person of the sunnah, the person who has the correct belief about Allah, he knows that Allah is the all-hearing. If that doesn't affect his heart, then there's something wrong. If somebody knows that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-hearing and he firmly believes it in his heart, he's not going to leave here today and go in his car and put on the radio and start listening to music, you know, and worry about and have a conversation about the latest rap song. No, because he knows Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-hearing. He's not going to go out either and run his tongue and just talk for the sake of talking. Why? Because he knows that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-hearing. Nothing is hidden from Allah Azza wa Jalla. لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Nothing is hidden from Allah, not in the earth or in the heavens. Nothing escapes Him. Likewise, Al-Basir, the all-seeing. Person doesn't think, okay, I'm leaving here, it's dark tonight, Sunday night, you know, I can sneak and I can go here. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-seeing. Wherever you go, He sees you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no doubt, this influences the servant in the way that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our belief in the asma wa sifat is a very important matter. So Shaykh al-Islam said, ثُمَّ الْقَوْلَ الشَّامِلِ And that's why the scholars, they dedicate so much time to discuss this very important matter. Because it's asl al-usul, is what? Our belief in Allah. That's the foundation of all foundations. The correct belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Tawheed al-uluhiyya, Tawheed al-asma wa sifat, Nahm, and Tawheed al-rububiyya. ثُمَّ الْقَوْلَ الشَّامِلِ فِي جَمِيعَ هَذَا الْبَابِ A comprehensive statement concerning this matter, Ibn Taymiyyah said, "An yusafa Allahu bima wasafa bihi nafsahu, aw wasafahu bihi rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ma wasafahu bihi as-sabiqun al-awwalun, la yatajawaz al-Qur'an wal-hadith." Simple. If you want to be upon what's correct in this matter, it is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is to be described with what He described Himself with, or what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Him with. It is solely based upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah. You don't go beyond that. An individual is not to go beyond the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Khalas. Say what is found in the Qur'an and the Sunnah and stop. Awza'i, he said it best. قِفْ حَيْثُ وَقَفَ الْقَوْمِ Stop where the Salaf stopped. And refrain from what they refrain from. Why? Because when the Salaf, they remain quiet upon ilm, knowledge. When the Salaf never spoke, they remain silent on ilm. The Salaf, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said that the Sahaba, they were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did they ever ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did Allah rise above His throne? Ever. Never. Not once. Why? Because they knew that this question is not allowed. So where the Salaf stopped, don't think they stopped because they were unable. No. When they stopped on knowledge. If you stop with them, alhamdulillah, you've stopped upon that which is jameel. And what did he say? وَإِيَّاكَ وَآرَاءَ الرِّجَالِ Beware of the opinions of men. Even if they beautify it with lovely speech. Even if they write all types of big words and they make themselves appear to be intelligent. If it's not in accordance to the way of the Salaf, leave it. Stay away from it. Likewise, Al-Imam Ahmad, Shaykh al-Islam said, لَا يُوسَفَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ Allah is not to be described except how He described Himself. Or how the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, described Him We do not go beyond the Quran and the Hadith. We don't go beyond that. Simple, Quran and Sunnah. Why? Because when we talk about Allah, His names and attributes, that's from the affairs of the unseen. And what's the word, Ya Akhana? When we say something is fixed to the Quran and the Sunnah, what's the word? You know it. You asked me about it. Abdul Hakim, tafaddal. Tawqifiyya. Yes, meaning it's fixed to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. So then Shaykh al-Islam goes on to say, wa madhab al-salaf, the position of all of the salaf, annahum yasifun Allah bima wasafa bihi nafsahu, is that they describe Allah how He described Himself, or how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam described Him, without distortion of the wording, min ghayri tahrif, without distortion of the wording or the meaning, because tahrif, it can be two types, tahrif al-ma'na or tahrif al-lafz, distortion of the word itself, or distortion of the meaning. So I want an example. Tahrif, al-lafz, how the people of innovation, some of them change the actual word, and some an example of how they change the meaning. They fall into both types. So the way of the Salaf, they don't practice any of that. They affirm what Allah affirmed for Himself, or what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed for Allah. وَلَا تَعْطِيلُ, they do not deny the attributes of Allah. وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكِيفُ, they do not state how. وَلَا تَمْثِيلُ, they do not resemble the attributes of Allah ta'ala to the attributes of the creation. So Shaykh al-Islam, he said, وَمَذَبَ السَّلَفْ later on, بَيْنَ التَّعْطِيلِ وَبَيْنَ التَّمْثِيلِ. The way of the Salaf is the middle path between the deniers, the path, the way of the deniers, and those, the people who compare Allah, resemble Allah to the creation. The way of the Salaf is the middle path. And the one extreme, you have the deniers, they deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The other extreme, you have those who resemble Allah Azza wa Jalla to the creation. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The two extremes. And if you were to analyze Ahlul Sunnah in every bab, the middle path. Wallahi, Ahlul Sunnah, like the ulama, they say, Islam and the Muslims, they are the balanced religion compared to all of the religions. Compared to all of the religions, Islam is the balanced religion. Islam is the balanced religion. I'll give an example. The issue of tahara, purification, alhamdulillah, when we pray, we have to have a tahara, purification, right? When our wives are impure, when they're on their hayd, no doubt the man, he can live with his wife, she can, you know, alhamdulillah, they can live together, they can have do everything except for relations. However, when you look at the Nasara, they don't have any purification. There's no ahkam al-tahara, there's no rules of purification. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, actually, some of them, they can have all types of najasa, impurities on them. It doesn't matter to them. If you look at the Yahud, they went to the other extreme. As it pertains to hayd, menstruation, what did they hold? What was their position? Anyone know? Exactly. They went to another extreme with regards to the woman that was menstruating. Religion of Islam is the balanced path. Na'am. Even aqeedah. If you look at the Yahud, they describe Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with all types of naqs, wal'iyadu billah, deficiencies. Yadullahi maghloola, wal'iyadu billah. If you look at the Nasara, they go to extremes. They say that Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Mary, they say that he is Allah Azza wa Jal. Or they say Thalith al-Thalatha, one of the Trinity. Kufr wal-iyadu billah. Islam is the middle path. Alhamdulillah, we free Allah Azza wa Jal from any imperfections. We free Allah from any imperfections. And at the same time, alhamdulillah, we affirm for Allah what He affirmed for Himself, tabaraka wa ta'ala. In every bab, Islam is the balanced religion. Any area of religion, Islam is the balanced path. If you look at the deviant sects, Shaykh al-Islam said, likewise, Ahlul Sunnah, they are the moderate path as compared to all of the deviant sects. So here, you have some people, they deny the attributes of Allah. They deny all of them, some of them. Some of them deny some. They say, Allah Azza wa Jalla does not hear. Allah does not see. That's one extreme. Another extreme, they say, Allah Azza wa Jalla, His seeing is like our seeing. His hand is like our hand. That's kufr. That's disbelief. Ahl al-Sunnah are balanced. Inshallah, we're going to explain how we're balanced. Bi-inillah. Ba'da qaleel indama naqra kalam Shaykh al-Islam. Even in Qadr, the issue of divine decree, you have the one extreme, the Qadariyah, they deny Qadr. They say everything occurs without the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you have the other extreme. What are they? Jabriya. The Jabriyah. Naam. What do they say? You know the word, but what not what they believe? Allah al-Mustaan. Tafaddal. Akhi. Sahib al-Jawwal. Naam. What do the Jabriyah believe? What did the Jabriya believe, Abdul Aziz?
The servant is forced.
Naam, they say that the servant is forced to do what his actions. He doesn't have any choice, which is nonsense. You have a choice. You just nodded your head. You had a choice. You chose to nod your head. However, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Your choice, your will is in accordance to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the will of Allah is that which matters. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. Likewise, if we were to look at iman, faith, Ahl al-Sunnah, we say iman is qawlun wa amal wa i'tiqad yazidu bitta'a wa yanqus bilma'asiyah. It's statement, belief, and actions. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. The murji'ah, they say no, but some of them say, all of them agree that actions are not part of iman, the murji'ah. All of them agree upon that. Some of them say it's only statement of the tongue. Some of them say it's just belief of the heart. Some of them say it's belief of the heart, statement of the tongue without actions. But all of them agree upon what? That iman, they say actions are not part of iman. They say iman, it does not increase, it does not decrease. So they say the one who, as we said previously, the person who nightclubs, he parties, wal-iyadu billah, he does all types of major sins, his iman and the iman of Abu Bakr is the same. His iman and the iman of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is the same. Opening the door to filth. That's why Ibn Abi Dawood, he said, وَلَا تَكُمْ مُرْجِيًا لَعُوبًا بِدِينِي أَلَا إِنَّمَا الْمُرْجِيُ بِدِينِي يَمْزَحُ. Don't be a murji, because the murji plays games with the religion. If you were to say to the people, if you drink alcohol, if you fornicate, if you do this, your iman and the iman of Jibreel is the same. It doesn't matter. You're all believers and you have perfect faith. What? Imagine how much evil is going to take place in the earth. Naam, it goes against the text in the Quran and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Sahaba, without a shadow of a doubt. The Prophet ﷺ said about the people who are being punished in the grave, يُعَذَّبَان, they're being punished. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَان بِكَبِيرٍ, they're being punished for something that you might not consider to be great. You might not consider it to be great, but it's great because it's a major sin. أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ يَمْشِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. As for one of them, used to go around carrying tails, namima, a major sin, being punished in the grave. As for the other one, he never used to guard himself from al-bowl, his urine, when he used to urinate. So he's being punished in the grave. So no doubt sins affect an individual. So the murji, they say, no, do what you want, your iman is perfect. You're a believer, kamal al-iman, a'udhu billah. The khawarij, they go to the other extreme. They say, if you commit a major sin, the one who drinks alcohol, he's a kafir. In this dunya, and if he dies, he's going to the hellfire, khalidun mukhaladun fiha. He's going there forever, he's never going to leave. Ahl al-Sunnah with the middle path. We say what? The one who drinks alcohol, he's a believer, but his iman is naqis, naqis al-iman. Or we say he's a fasiq milli, he's a Muslim, but he's a fasiq. He's a sinner. And if he's an open sinner, then there's a mu'amala to him. But he's still a mu'min, he's still a believer, naqis al-iman. Likewise, if we look at our position concerning the companions, the sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim. Our position concerning the companions with the middle path. Every matter of the religion, Ahl al-Sunnah, the middle path. And we could keep going and going and going and going with regards to how the people of the Sunnah are the middle path. But even here, Ahl al-Sunnah, the middle path. فَلَا يُمَثِّلُونَ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ بِصِفَاتِ خَلْقِهِ. The Salaf, they do not resemble the attributes of Allah to the attributes of His creation. They do not resemble the attributes of Allah to the attributes of His creation. Just like they do not resemble His essence, the essence of Allah, or His self, to the essence or the self of the creation. We're talking about the that. وَلَا يَنْفُونَ عَنْهُ مَا وَسَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. Nor do the Salaf deny what Allah Azza wa Jalla affirmed for Himself, or what the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam affirmed for Him. كُلُّ وَاحِدْ مِنْ فَرِيقِي التَّعْطِيلِ وَالتَّمْثِيلِ فَوَ جَامِعٌ بَيْنَ التَّعْطِيلِ وَالتَّمْثِيلِ. And Shaykh al-Islam said, in reality, both of these groups, those who deny the attributes of Allah and those who resemble them to the attributes of the creation, actually they both share in denial and resemblance. They both commit the same things. How is that? Explain it to me. Both of these groups, the mu'attila, the deniers, and those who resemble the attributes of Allah to the creation, فَوَ جَامِعٌ بَيْنَ التَّعْطِيلِ وَالتَّمْثِيلِ. In reality, they both commit denial and they both resemble the attributes of Allah to the attributes of the creation, wal-iyadu billah. How? Shams, tafaddal, explained this previously. Al-mu'attilun, fa'innahum lam yafhamu min asma'i Allah wa sifatihi illa ma huwa la'iq bil makhluq. When the deniers hear the names of Allah Azza wa Jal and His attributes, they only understand what is appropriate for the creation. The first thing comes to their mind is names and attributes that are appropriate for the creation. That's the first thing that comes to their mind, wal-iyadu billah. Because their minds are corrupted. May Allah protect us from that. Naam. That is why, look, it's not based upon ara, opinions. It's not based upon khusumat. It's not based upon rhetoric. The first thing that comes to the mu'attil, his mind, he does not understand from the names of Allah and his attributes except what is befitting for the creation. That's all he understands. ثُمَّ شَرَعُ He wants to get away from that because he's falling into tashbih. He's resembling Allah to the creation. He wants to escape it. So what does he do? شَرَعُ فِي نَفْيِ تِلْكَ الْمَفْهُومَاتِ He wants to negate all of these things that he's understood in his mind. But his mind was corrupted to begin with because he fell into tashbih. So what does he do? فَقَدْ جَمَعُ بَيْنَ التَّعْطِيلِ وَالتَّمْثِيلِ So you find they're deniers, they've fallen into denial and resembling Allah to the creation. مَثَلُوا أَوَّلًا وَعَطَّلُوا آخِرًا They compared Allah to the creation first. Naam, and secondly, they denied the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that clear to everyone? طيب. So with that, alhamdulillah, نَبْتَفِي بِهَذَا We'll suffice with that. That's the quote of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. Naam. Then Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he continued. Shaykhuna Shaykh Rabi, he has, mashallah, a detailed explanation, but to try and simplify it, so that we don't go above the understanding of anyone, we'll leave it there, bi'innillah. And those who have the book, alhamdulillah, فَلْيُرَاجِعَ الْكِتَابِ إِنُّ مُفِيدٌ جِدًّا قال المؤلف رحمه الله so the author البربهاري he said ربنا أول بلا متى our Lord is the first without any when وآخر بلا منتهى and he is the last without any end يعلم السر وأخفى he knows what is hidden and what is more hidden he knows what is secret and what is more hidden than that وهو على عرش استوى and he rose above his throne and he ascended over his throne وعلمه بكل مكان and his knowledge is in every place ولا يخلو من علمه مكان and no place is free of his knowledge. So this is, alhamdulillah, is a beautiful example of what Al-Barbahari he mentioned earlier. Right? When Al-Barbahari, what did he say? No, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon you. And he mentioned, لا يتكلم في الرب. We don't speak about Allah Azza wa Jalla except how Allah described himself or how the Prophet ﷺ explained it to his companions. So here's an example. رَبُّنَا our Lord أَوَّلٌ بِلَا مَتَى is the first without when, without any beginning. He is the last without any end. Where is this derived from? فَضَّلْ Where in the Qur'an? مَا هِيَ الْآيَةِ نَعْم طيب خلاص ما معنى الظاهر الله أعلم نعم ما معنى الظاهر هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن What's the meaning of الظاهر So this is Alhamdulillah Look We learn from the words of Al-Barbahari مع شروح العلماء with the explanations of the scholars We learn قواعد principles about the names and attributes of Allah عز وجل Now Alhamdulillah We can see these principles in action. We can see these principles in action. Na'am, our Lord is the first without a beginning, without when. He is the last without an end. He knows what is secret and what is more hidden. He is above his throne. He ascended or he rose above his throne. عِلْمُ بِكُلِّ مَكَانِ His knowledge is in every place. لَا يَخْلُو مِنْ عِلْمِهِ مَكَانِ And no place is free of his knowledge. So our Lord is first without a beginning. The proof of that, alhamdulillah, Surah Al-Hadid. We find this in the Qur'an. Look, we only talk about Allah based upon what is in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Allah said, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ He is the first and the last. So alhamdulillah, we affirm what Allah Azza wa Jalla said about Himself. He is the first and He is the last. وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ He is the most high And nothing is above him, and the most near with his knowledge, and nothing is nearer than him with his knowledge. How do we get that explanation? Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained it. Look, the Sunnah explains the Quran. The Sunnah explains the Quran. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يثني على الله عز وجل ويناجي The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said and he was praising Allah
الله أكبر الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح
Now, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and he was praising Allah and calling upon him, "Anta al-awwalu falaysa qablaka shay." You are the first and nothing is before you. You are the first and nothing is before you. "Anta al-akhir falaysa ba'daka shay." You are the last and nothing is after you. "Anta al-zahiru falaysa fawqaka shay." You are the most high and nothing is above you. "Anta al-batin falaysa dunaka shay." And you are the most near with your knowledge, and nothing is nearer than you. Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzani said, and brothers and sisters, we find, alhamdulillah, this is what Al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala is saying here, after mentioning that qa'idah, is exactly what we find in the Quran. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. The most mercifully rose above his throne. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ardi wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta thara. To Allah belongs that which is in the heavens and the earth, and that which is even beneath the soil. Even that which is beneath the soil. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Even if you speak out loud, it doesn't matter, because Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows what is hidden and even what is secret and what is even more hidden. Whether you speak out loud or not, then indeed Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows what is secret and what is hidden. Then Allah says what? Allahu la ilaha illahu lahul asma'ul husna. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Allah has the most beautiful names. In those ayat right there, it's easy. Person of sunnah, yartah. Easy, alhamdulillah, he's comfortable. My aqeed is based on the Quran. He doesn't say nothing more than that which is found in the Quran. Na'am, ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa, the most merciful, he rose above his throne. Where is Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Azza wa Jal is above his throne, above the creation. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ardi wa ma baynahuma. To Allah belongs that which is in the heavens and in the earth, and that which is between them, wa ma tahta thara, and that which is even under the soil. And Allah knows everything. Wa in tajhar, if you say it out loud, or if you say it quietly, it doesn't matter. Because Allah, He knows a sir, that which is secret, wa akhfa, and that which is even more hidden. And then Allah says what? Because if you know the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, then you know already that Allah Azza wa Jal, what? He has knowledge of all things. You know His name is Al-Alim, Al-Sami', Al-Basir, to the other beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu la ilaha illahu lahu al-asma'ul husna. Allah, to Allah Azza wa Jal belongs the most beautiful names. So our aqeedah is what? Yartah, the person of the sunnah, alhamdulillah, is at ease. Look what the Shaykh Al-Fawzani quotes some of these lines, and they're famous lines. The person of innovation who just talks about the religion and about Allah Azza wa Jal based upon rhetoric, how does he end up? The Shaykh, he quotes the statement of Al-Fakhr al-Razi, نعم نهاية إقدام العقول عقال وأغلب سعي العالمين ضلال وأرواحنا في وحشة من جسومنا وحاصل دنيانا أذى ووبال ولم نستفد من بحثنا طول عمرنا إلا أن جمعنا فيه قيل وقالوا. He said, Arwahuna, and he was an individual, he delved into rhetoric, talking about the deen based upon these innovative principles, not just sufficing with kitab and sunnah. He said, our souls are in a state of loneliness. Don't find any solace. He said, and our dunya, our worldly life, he said, is nothing but harm and misery. He said, وَلَمْ نَسْتَفِدْ مِنْ بَحْثِنَا. All our discussing and debating and arguing, we never benefited from it through our whole lives. We never benefited at all. إِلَّا أَنْ جَمَعْنَا فِيهِ قِيلَ وَقَالُوا. All we've done is compile, he said, she said. Because that's all they have with them. He said, she said. They don't have ayat. قَالَ اللَّهُ. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. They don't have none of that. All they have is قَالَ فُلَان, so-and-so said, so-and-so said. And if you were to read about the people who delved into rhetoric, that's how they lived their lives. That's how they lived their lives. And it's mentioned about some of them that they were fed up with the confusion that they experienced during their life, that when they die with Bukhari on their chest. Because naam, that's the way to die upon kitab and sunnah, just implemented it. Again, qif haythu waqaf al-qawm. You don't have to go further than that. Stop where the people stopped. Cling to the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So Shaykh al-Fawzani said, Naam, Rabbuna awwal, our Lord is the first without a beginning. Wa akhir bila muntaha. And He's the last without an end. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said this in the Quran. Huwa al-awwal wa al-akhir wa al-zahir wa al-batinu. Allah is the first, He is the last, He is the most high, and He is the nearest to you with His knowledge. He said, and then He mentioned the hadith that we mentioned to you earlier, من شرح شيخنا الشيخ ربيع, and he said, هذا تفسير الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he explained the meaning of these names. He explained the meaning of this. ثم يأتي من يفسر غير تفسير الرسول. Then somebody comes today and they explain this with an explanation other than the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذا باطل. He said, this is rejected after. And they say the meaning of الظاهر يعني ظهر للعقول وظهر بالبراهين. They say the meaning of الظاهر, instead of saying He's the Most High and nothing is higher than Him, they say meaning Allah is manifest and apparent to the creation. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Even, ikhwan, to be honest with you, again, even to be honest with you, I looked at the translation just briefly of Sahih Muslim that is printed by Dar as Salaam. I don't know who translated it, Mastahdiru al-An. But it wasn't Taqiyuddin al-Hilali or Muhsin Khan. Who was it? But the translation is not great. It says, you are the most manifest. That's taqsir. Again, and that's why I encourage, always encourage the brothers to learn Arabic for yourself. Don't just rely upon, oh, Dar as Salaam. Naam, the translation of Al-Bukhari by Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, because he was a scholar, he was an alim. Min ulama al-sunnah. And Muhsin Khan, that translation, alhamdulillah, is the best translation out there. Muslim was not translated by him, it was only Bukhari. When you look in Muslim, like I said, Muslim, the translation for that hadith, al-zahir, they said you are the most manifest, or something similar to that. Al-batin, they said you are the most hidden. Why don't you explain it and suffice with the tafsir of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So brothers and sisters, don't think, oh, I have Bukhari on myself, the English translation. As I said, alhamdulillah, the translation of Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, mashallah, daqiq, because Taqiyuddin al-Hilali was a scholar. However, don't think I have the Kutub al-Sitta in English, I'm okay. No, learn Arabic. We've given many examples throughout the durus how the best translator can make a mistake. The best translator can make an error. So do you want to blind follow him in that? You just giving your, you know, your aql to him and saying, take me wherever you want to take me. And you have the ability to learn for yourself. Alhamdulillah. Naam, if it's a person that is reliable and a person of ilm, and the person doesn't have any qudra, okay, that's different. And taqleed is what? Ittiba'u qawli al-ghayr bi ghayri hujjah. that you follow the statements of other people without any proof and evidence. Learn the Arabic language. Learn the Arabic language. We had the last conference, we had the link with the Sheikh Al-Allama Salih Al-Luhaydan. What did he say? He spoke about the importance of the Arabic language. How many of us actually heard that from one of the senior ulama of this time and said, you know what, I need to become serious with this. Sheikh Rabi said the same thing, the same. Obviously, there was no tanasuk, there was no arrangement between the two of them. The Sheikh Rabi in his link, in the same conference, he said the same thing. Learn the Arabic language. Learn the Arabic language. The language of the Quran and the Sunnah. It's a wasila. It is the key. It's a key to understanding the Quran and the Sunnah. Learn the Arabic language. So Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, هذا باطل مخالف لتفسير الرسول. We reject the explanation when they say that the meaning of al-dhahir, it means that he is manifest and apparent to the intellects, or he has become manifest with proofs and evidences. ليس معناه, and they say the meaning, it does not mean that he's above the creation. It does not mean that he is above his throne. يستدركون, they oppose the explanation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet, أَعْلَمَ النَّاسِ بِاللَّهِ, is the most knowledgeable of the people of Allah Azza wa Jalla, about Allah. And he explained this ayah بِتَفْسِيرٍ وَاضِحٍ, with a clear explanation. But still they reject it. He explained al-awwal, he said, أَوَّلٌ, he's the first and nothing is before him. He is the last and nothing is after him. He's a dhahir, he is the most high and nothing is above him. That's clear. Allah is above his servants. Allah Azza wa Jalla even mentions that in the Quran. And likewise, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَأَنْتَ الْبَاطِنُ لَيْسَ دُونَكَ شَيْءٍ, يعني أنه يعلم كل شيء ولا يخفى عليه شيء, meaning Allah knows everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the nearest, meaning with his knowledge, with his ilm, he knows everything. As nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said, you can get all of that from the Quran in ayat mutatalia, in verses that are mentioned one after another, that Allah is above his throne, but his knowledge is in every place. There's no contradiction between the two. There's no contradiction between the two, and rather that's what we find in the Quran and the Sunnah. And Al-Barbahari, he said, يَعْلَمَ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى, Allah knows what is secret and what is even more hidden than that. وَهُوَ عَلَى عَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, and he rose above his throne. Allah ascended above his throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his knowledge is in every place, and nothing escapes his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that clear to everyone? Naam. يَعْلَمَ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى وَعِلْمَهُ بِكُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَلَا يَخْلُو مِنْ عِلْمِهِ مَكَانٍ. And we'll finish on this one last point. قَالَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِيمُ اللَّهِ, and it's very quick because we've already really discussed it. وَلَا يَقُولُ فِي صِفَاتِ الرَّبِّ تَعَالَى كَيْفَ وَلِمَا إِلَّا شَاكَ فِي اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. So Al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَلَا يَقُولُ فِي صِفَاتِ الرَّبِّ, and nobody says about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody said about the attributes of Allah azza wa jal, how or why, except someone who has doubt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one says about the attributes of the Lord, the Most High, how or why, except someone who is doubtful or has doubt about Allah the Mighty and Majestic. So the explanation of Sheikh Al-Fawzani mentions two lines. He said, لَا يُسَلْ عَنِ الْكَيْفِيَّةِ, a person should not ask how. وَلَا يُسَلْ عَنِ التَّعْلِيلِ, a person should not ask how, and nor should the person ask for the reason why Allah Azza wa Jalla has done such and such. لِمَا قَالَ كَذَا بَلْ يُسَلَّمْ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, rather we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَعْلَمُ الْكَيْفِيَّةَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, بَلْ, the individual, he submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because no one knows how except Allah the Most High, the one who is free of all imperfections. So the Sheikh, he mentioned, closing with those two lines, and we'll stop there. And next lesson, we'll continue with Al-Quran, Kalam Allah. The Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalas, inshallah. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.